With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, says immigration enforcement will reduce the number of officers in Minnesota. He says he had productive discussions with Minnesota officials yesterday.
In my meetings with folks so far, and most importantly, the governor and the AG, the Mayor Fry, we didn't agree on everything. I didn't expect to agree on anything. I've heard many people want to know why we're talking to people who they don't consider friends to administration. Bottom line is you can't fix problems if you don't have discussions.
Meanwhile, Democrats and the White House struck a deal to avert a partial government shutdown and temporarily fund the Department of Homeland Security Thursday as they consider new restrictions for President Trump's surge of immigrant enforcement. The two sides have agreed to separate Homeland Security funding from a larger spending bill. There's a new and strange development in Luigi Mangione's case.
Authorities say a man claiming to be an FBI agent showed up to a federal jail in New York City and told officers he had a court order to release Luigi Mangione. The man was arrested and charged with impersonating an FBI agent in a foiled bid to free Mangione from the Metropolitan Detention Center. That's where Mangione is being held, awaiting state and federal murder trials in the killing of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. A criminal complaint filed against 36-year-old Mark Anderson did not identify the person that he attempted to free, but a law enforcement official familiar with the matter confirmed it was Mangione. The official was not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Another wave of dangerous cold heading for the south as experts say the risk of hypothermia heightens for people in parts of Mississippi and Tennessee who are entering their sixth day trapped at home without power in sub-freezing temperatures. The National Weather Service says Arctic air moving into the southeast will cause already frigid temperatures to plummet. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are upset about the anti-ICE protests who burst into a church in Minnesota this month. Dr. Albert Mohler, the Southern Baptist Convention, says he understands the feeling.
There's a very interesting statement in Scripture that we are to be angry but sin not. So the emotions are not wrong. They just have to be put in their proper context. We still have a job to do.
And he has nothing but praise for the way the congregation handled things.
And I think actually City's Church there in St. Paul has modeled that very well. They haven't backed down a bit from speaking directly to the invasion of their church. But they're also really clear, you know, we're here to be the church, part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got a job to do, and we're going to continue to do it.
A prominent civil rights attorney and at least two others involved in the protest have been arrested. Dr. Albert Mohler was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. As correspondent Alex Viega reports, mortgage rates in this country are edging up a bit.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.1%. This is the second straight weekly increase. The average rate remains slightly above its lowest level in more than 3 years. That's good news for home shoppers who can afford to buy at current rates. While mortgage rates have been easing since late last summer, the housing market remains in a deep sales slump. I'm Alex Viega.
Tax season is underway, and the IRS expects 164 million people will file returns by April 15th. If you file electronically, the IRS says it should take about 21 days or less to receive your refund. If you choose to receive your refund with direct deposit, it should take even less time. When filing a paper return, the refund could take 4 weeks or more, and if your return requires amendments or corrections, of course it could take longer. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.